Before that, there are calls from motorists for Dorset Police Driver Awareness Course to sign up to a coordinated national scheme. Now, for some motoring offences, and you might know this if it happens to you, drivers are offered the chance to do the course as an alternative to 3 penalty points on your licence, usually at your nearest course to where you live. But because Dorset are outside the national scheme, drivers can only do the course back in Dorset. So obviously, if you live in the area, it's just down the road. But if you're a driver from, say, Inverness, if you want to go to not gain the 3 points in your licence, you've got to travel all the way down from there to take part in it. Now, our Dorset political reporter, Tristan Pascoe, joins me with more on this this morning. So, Tristan, tell us a bit more about these courses and how they work.
Well, Julian, it depends on the seriousness of the offence and, in some cases, the discretion of the police officer at the roadside if you're caught that way as opposed to a speed camera, as to whether or not you'll be invited to do this course as an alternative to 3 points on the licence. And many motorists will say, yes, they'd rather that, particularly if they're up to 6 or 9 points and in danger of a ban. Look, I've got to put my hand up. I was caught by a speed camera in Dorset back in November. I was offered the chance to avoid 3 points by going on the driver awareness course at either Winfrith or Poole. I accepted the invitation, sent off my £105 cheque, and went along to the course at Streetwise in Poole at the end of last month. What surprised me were the number of people there that had travelled many miles, Julian, at considerable expense to be there. And as you point out, if you're caught, for example, in, I don't know, South Yorkshire, but you live in Kent, you do the course nearest to your home. But if you're caught in Dorset, you have no option but to return to the county several weeks or even months later, which can be extremely inconvenient and expensive, as I discovered, speaking to some of those doing the course on the same day as me.
My name's Angus Rudd. I've driven here from Totnes, but I've had to drive down overnight. I've had to stay somewhere, and then I've had to drive here, and I'll have to drive back. So it's been a bit of an inconvenience for me. It would have been better if I could have done it locally.
Your name, please.
John.
And you're from?
Fulwell in Middlesex. And I was travelling to Puddletown, and we've unfortunately sped over the thing, and I was quite surprised when I had to come to Bournemouth or Dorchester to do the course. We have them in Ealing.
How inconvenient has it been to...
2 days off work. I've taken 2 days off work to do this. As I'm retiring in 10 weeks' time, it's taking all the days off I need for when I retire, which is a bit quite annoying.
Just two of the drivers summoned back to Dorset for their driver awareness courses, and listening to that is campaigner Ian Bellchamber from the group Dorset Speed. Morning, Ian.
Good morning.
So your reaction to that, I suppose the question of the morning is, should Dorset be in the national scheme?
Well, of course it should be. The national scheme will be consistent. It will be it be hopefully at the right price. There will be better accessibility. If training is important, then it needs to be accessible. There are probably people refusing to take the education, as they call it, because they can't afford the time or the travelling cost to do it in Dorset. So why shouldn't it be a national scheme?
And am I right in saying you've got concerns about the money being generated and where it goes?
Absolutely. I've been trying now for nearly 3 years to get Dorset Police to tell me where the millions go from these courses, and they've been totally obstructive. And there's no place for any secrecy in any genuine safety activity, but all I see from Dorset Police is secrecy. They refuse to reveal where the money goes, and some of the top-level costs that I got after a great deal of work are clearly totally excessive and unreasonable. For example, they claim a staffing cost of £500,000 to deliver the course. Well, that works out at 10 staff on £52,000. To deliver a simple course to 40 people. It's absolutely beyond fantasy.
So do you think, are you saying, Ian, that these are a cash cow?
Well, that's the only conclusion I can draw, and the refusal from Dorset Police to enter into any communication whatsoever with me or other people that I'm aware of who have asked questions of Dorset Police and been refused or fobbed off. As I say, there's no place for that kind of behaviour in any ethical professional safety organisation.
And what about those listening who, when they heard that story and heard those two people there, are going to go, well, sorry, if you have sped, that's the punishment?
Well, society has worked out what the correct and appropriate and proportionate response is to a minor motoring infringement. And it isn't, having to take 2 days off work. So Things have got to be proportional. They've got to be accessible. And we shouldn't be putting people on the road even longer, putting themselves at risk, just so that Dorset Police can make their £110, which is more than anyone else's charges, just to get them back into Dorset. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, and Ian, just so I know, from what you've discovered, what is everybody else charging?
Well, I can't see anyone else charging even £100, so Dorset is at least 10% higher than everyone else, as far as I can make out. There's no justification for that whatsoever, and particularly when they refuse to detail where the money goes.
Ian, for the moment, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us on BBC Radio Solent this morning. And listening to that and joining me now with some thoughts on this, Superintendent Nikki Searle, who's in charge of operations at Dorset Police. Morning, Nikki.
Good morning, Julian.
Thanks for joining us. So let's just come straight to some of those points that Ian has made there, which is, you know, are Dorset Police being obstructive in telling him and others where the money goes and where the money is spent?
So, Julian, if I can just put some context on that in terms of why Dorset isn't currently part of a nationally accredited scheme. Dorset were one of the first areas to set up one of the driver awareness training schemes. Just to give you the detail behind that, there isn't one single national scheme, so there is not consistency in terms of the way that it's delivered, and certainly historically that was the case. In Dorset, we are aware that we have high levels of serious collisions across the county, and Dorset Police and the wider Dorset Road Safe Partnership are absolutely committed to reducing those numbers. Certainly in terms of the causal factors, we are aware that both speeding and also use of mobile telephones and driver error contribute considerably to the number of people who become casualties on our roads. So we wanted a scheme that addressed all of those issues, and not simply the issues around speeding. And that was not something that was available through the national scheme to start off with.
And Nikki, sorry, don't get sidetracked, because I want to talk about that as well. And so we'll do that, but can I just come back to this bit about finding out how the money is spent? Do you have an answer for that, or is that something you need to consider?
No, absolutely. I can confirm that the revenue that comes from the Drive and Awareness Scheme doesn't even meet a quarter of the cost of policing and education schemes across the county. So this is not a revenue generating scheme. That is not the primary objective of this scheme at all.
Right. And you're saying, just to confirm, you're saying it's more expensive because you do things on the course that other courses don't do, which makes it more expensive.
Julian, absolutely. And that historically has been the case. But what I would say is that we are now considering joining the national scheme. Indeed, we are committed to joining the national scheme because the remit of those courses has now widened to include those additional issues, which are so important in terms of casualty reduction in Dorset.
So what you're saying is the days of, you know, a man travelling from Ealing to do the course might be numbered.
Absolutely. Dorset Police and the Policing and Crime Commissioner are both committed to joining the national scheme. It's purely the governance issues that sit behind that that need to be scrutinised before we can actually sign up to it. So we are committed to joining a national scheme.
And just to come back to that price thing, the Dorset course is 110 or 105, just to confirm that in my mind?
Absolutely.
But
the issue is, Julian, that this is in line with the fine that drivers can also have imposed on them as a result of speeding. So this is not out of kilter with what drivers would be charged if they chose to take the option of 3 points on their licence and a fine.
So yes, it's 105, and then Hampshire's is 90. So I suppose people are asking, what's the extra £15 for? You're saying, what, it's got more in the course?
No, that's not the issue at all. And what I would say again is that there is no one single national scheme, Julian, and the fine is of a similar price to what we charge for the course. It is not out of kilter with that.
Okay, Nikki, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you for coming on the air this morning. Thank you to Ian Bell Chamber as well, and our reporter, Tristan Pascoe, who's done the course. If you've got a view on that this morning, I would like to hear from you this morning. Driver awareness courses, do they work? Are they a cash cow? Ian Bellchamber thinks they are. You've just heard Nikki Self and Dorset Police saying they are not. I want to know what you think. 034.